St. Martin's Voices singing Christ as a Light by Margaret Ritzer. Let's move to the opening prayer. Blessed are you, Lord God, King of the universe. To you be glory and praise forever. For you are our light and our salvation, and we, your children, wait for your loving kindness in the midst of your temple. In your Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, there has sprung up a light for the righteous and joyful gladness for those who are faithful. Like Simeon and Anna, we welcome him with joy. Fill us with your Spirit, we pray, and make us into a living temple to the praise and glory of your holy name. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end. Amen. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. So let's keep a moment of silence to reflect on the day that has passed and our many failures, which are transparent. And we bring our failures to God, saying, Most merciful God, we confess to you, before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Alleluia. And our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 1. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my Spirit upon him. He will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth and the coastlands wait for his teaching. Thus says God the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations. See, the former things have come to pass, and new things I now declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life. And the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light, the true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I hope you've got a candle or some substitute candle with you. We'll be turning to those in a moment. But first, let's just think about what happened and what didn't happen when Christ entered our dark world. When Christ entered our dark world, he didn't stumble and fall. His entry was no accident. He wasn't expelled. There was no compulsion. He wasn't pushed. There was no reluctance. Christ stepped deliberately and purposefully into our dark world. He didn't come looking for a light that had been hidden or lost. He didn't come carrying a torch or a lantern. He himself was the light. And he wasn't afraid of the dark. He wasn't overcome by the darkness, as John tells us. He dispelled the darkness by his own presence. And he didn't keep the light to himself. He lit up the world around him, and he passed on the light to others. And now he calls us to do the same, to live our own lives each day in the light of Christ, to illumine the world around us with the light of Christ, and to pass on the light of Christ to others. And so, conscious that Christ is our light, and that we are called to be lights for him in the world, please take now your own candle, representing you yourself, and light it. If we were in church, we would have one big candle which represents Christ, and that's where we would take our light from. And we would place it with all the other lit candles from everybody else here, representing the church. And we would put them all together on the table as a symbol of the world lit up by the light of Christ burning in his church. So light your candle now. With our candles lit, we say together the words of the responsory. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
And we pray the collect for today. Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was this day presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, grant that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts by your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done,
on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread.
Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. In peace, we will lie down and sleep. For you alone make us dwell in safety. Abide with us, Lord Jesus, for the night is at hand and the day is now past. As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. May the living waters of Christ cleanse us. May the Spirit descend upon us. And the blessing of God be with us this night and always. Amen.
We'll finish by saying the words of the Nunc Dimittis together. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen.
Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. It's been lovely to have you here, some of you for much longer than us, which is always a joy. Anyway, there we are. Anyway, it's lovely that you were here. Thank you for joining with us. As you can possibly see, we're wreathed in candle smoke here in the rectory.
Thank you very much.